It's time for part two of this four-part series where we're taking you behind the scenes and sharing our starting over diaries as we continue to build this business from the ground up after taking 2 years off of entrepreneurship to heal and recover from burnout. We are coming up on our one-year anniversary of starting Supported CEO together, and it's taking us up to this point to really find our groove and really feel solid in our messaging and our offers. And it's been so fun, especially over the last few months, to see this ball that we've been working to get rolling for a while now finally start moving in a big way. In this Starting Over Diary series, we're taking you behind the scenes and sharing real-time updates as we work toward our goal of welcoming 50 members into the CEO Journal Club in 30 days. And this is part two of that conversation. So if you haven't listened to part one yet, go back and listen to that episode for more context around what we're talking about here. And if you'd like to learn more about the CEO Journal Club, you can do that at supportedceo.com/club. We're still offering the founding member rate of just $16 a month. So when you join now, depending on when you're listening to this, you can lock in that low monthly rate for the lifetime of your membership.
Our goal of this series is to share the behind the scenes from the perspective of focusing on the mindset of launching and building something brand new with a solid foundation of self-trust. This is something that we lost in our previous businesses that played a big role in our burnout. And the difference in how launching feels this time around is night and day different. If you have a question that you'd like us to answer on this series as we continue going through this Starting Over Diaries, we have a new way for you to share your questions with us. This is something that we've been planning to add into the podcast for a while now. So if you have a question or a topic that you'd like us to cover on the Supported CEO podcast, whether it's about this behind the scenes series or something else, you can go to supportedceo.com/question to submit your questions, and we might answer it on a future episode. Welcome to the Supported CEO podcast. I'm Kelly Runkles.
And I'm Jenny Krause. We're on a mission to help entrepreneurs reconnect with themselves and their vision in order to live a life that's bigger than business.
We've got a lot to talk about, so let's get straight into the conversations we should all be having more of. All right, so let's get into this week's topic. So this week we are picking up where we left off in the last episode and sharing the behind the scenes of what I like to think of as the post-launch hangover. I know anybody who has launched knows what I'm talking about here. There's that emotional roller coaster and excitement of a launch that you feel. And then afterwards, there's always that like come down after a launch that I don't think we talk about enough as entrepreneurs. So we want to start this conversation by talking about what that looked like for us. The theme of our post-launch week coming off of the post-launch after the initial CEO Journal Club launch, I think the theme for that week was definitely low energy, but high vibe, because The excitement and alignment with what we were working on and where we were going was definitely all there. But then there's also the, you know, real human limits on our capacity that we all have that we were balancing with like the energy and excitement with also acknowledging that we needed to rest after a launch.
Yes, exactly. We had so much excitement, especially if you listen to the first episode of this series, and we thought we didn't have any sales, and then we found that we had sales, and then that just like we went from like, I don't know, we weren't defeated, like we didn't really have this dip because we kind of like were committed to the offer, and we'll get into that a little bit, but the adrenaline that kicked up when we saw that our automation wasn't working and we thought we didn't have sales because of that. And then when we found the sales, it just really got our brains also going in all kind of directions, which also like even positive things cost energy. And so we were just kind of like on an energetic overdrive for a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And I know, you know, like going into the launch, first off, I just want to say, like, I am really proud of us and how we approached, like, the prep before going into the launch, because I know that, like, past versions of myself have like planned a launch being like way too ambitious with like the timeline of like how much time I'm going to give myself to prep before a launch, and then running myself into the ground in like the couple weeks leading up to the launch. So then when the cards open, you're like exhausted and like can hardly do what needs to be done like in the actual selling period, right?
Right.
I'm really proud of us with like how we manage our time and like our timeline and all of that leading up to this launch. But even still, there were a few things like the weekend before that were just like little last minute details that were like things that needed to be done before being ready to open the cart. And so going into launch week, I had plenty of energy, but I had still like done some work over the weekend. Like I hadn't fully disconnected. And then the week after the launch, we had talked about like, okay, we're going to disconnect. We're going to like fully, you know, be checked out and take some downtime to rest. But then, you know, we still had sales coming in over the weekend and we were like excited and we were like checking in with each other, like celebrating the sales that we saw coming in. And then I was like having all these ideas for like funnels that we, you know, and building.
I was having a burst of inspiration with like our social media that like, I just kind of like went left field in this fun direction. And then I was texting you of like, all right, this is what I'm thinking. And then like, I'm sending you stuff. And so we had said, we're taking the weekend off, but we didn't have air quote work we needed to do, but our inspired brains ran wild.
Yeah, for sure.
And that was also a really cool feeling to have after coming back from burnout. Like there were years where I never thought that version of me would exist again in the context of running a business. Like I thought like, maybe that was like beginning years excitement only.
Yeah.
And that felt really cool.
Yeah. So it was definitely like worth it. And I'm glad that I rode the high of like the excitement of the launch through the weekend and like stayed in that excited energy. But one thing I think we don't talk about enough in entrepreneurship, like it's pretty common to, when we talk about things like finding your zone of genius or like doing things in alignment and like, you know, those are things we talk about too. I'm not like bashing anybody with that. Like it's definitely something to think about. But there's also the balance of like, even when you are in your zone of genius, even when you are operating in alignment and doing work that you're like truly lit up about and truly excited for, we all have limits on our capacity. Like even the excitement is a drain on your energy. Even like when you're excited about the work that you're doing and it's flowing, there's still like going to be a limit somewhere, you know? And so for us, I know we came into Monday. This is like post-launch week following the launch. All these ideas and all these things we wanted to do. And then I think real quickly, I started to be like, actually, we're going to need to rethink our timeline a little bit. Like I do not have the energy for all these plans that I made over the weekend because I didn't rest over the weekend.
Right. Yeah. And that was something that we were really good at this launch, but also like we're really good at in our partnership. And we're really able to check in with each other on our communication and not have shame around, oh, well, if Ellie's having an energetic high, I don't feel the pressure to keep up with you if I am low. I think I was the first one to say, hey, just let you know, like, I am really tired. Like, I'm kind of doing, like, low of like minimum of the totem pole task, also excited in my brain and body, but I'm tired. And so I think just our communication around that of checking in of, hey, if I'm checking in with you less, that's why. And we're really good at really just communicating about that stuff up front instead of letting our brains maybe be like, okay, wait, like, is she not excited about this? Like, what's going on? Or I'm over here, you know, we might be in seasons where one of us is doing air quote more work than the other because our energy levels are different. So just the communication that we've had around that, I'm really proud of us for that and allowing ourselves to not put the pressure of, well, we committed to having the second workshop on this set day. And instead we did an energy check and we said, or you said, hey, I don't think we're going to be able to get that second workshop up as quick as I had hoped. And I said, I already knew that we weren't going to do, I was just waiting on you to tell me. Cause like, that was the thing that was like your job, air quote, like your job. Mm-hmm. And I already knew energetically we weren't going to be able to hold to the deadline of turning around our second workshop when we had arbitrarily put it on our calendar. But because it was ultimately like Ellie's task, I was waiting for her to make that decision. And when you came to me and said, I don't think we're going to do this workshop this date, it's going to get pushed back a week, I was like, yeah, I already knew that. I was just waiting on you to tell me that's what we were doing. But we were on the same energetic wavelength and not making a big deal about it. That's the point that I want to drive home here. Former versions of ourselves would have held ourselves to a standard of perfection of, no, we already said that it's going to be on this date, and it be internalized to a level of, we would have had to drove ourselves really hard. But instead, we were able to take a step back and say, no, we need to just be able to rest a little bit more this week. And then we're going to do the second workshop a week later. And it's still going to be great. And it's still going to be fine. And nobody's going to lose sleep about it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of that workshop, we're actually hosting that workshop today on the day this comes out. So this is a workshop that is going to become part of the core CEO Journal Club membership content. But we're actually going to be teaching it open to the public for free. Like, you can sign up and join us for this workshop. And it's going to be available for 24 hours of replay access. After that, if you're listening to this later, it's only available in the CEO Journal Club. But this workshop is about how to get started with journaling for your business and giving you some approaches and best practices and things to help you get started. We're going to do some journaling together live. So again, if you can join us for that, great. If you're listening later, you can find that inside the Journal Club. But on that note, thinking about like the energy of like giving ourselves the space and not judging ourselves or shaming ourselves for like needing real like time to rest. One thing I think like that I kept thinking about too, as we were going through this launch, is like, I just know like in the past, like with launches that I've had, especially when launching something brand new for the first time, there have been several launches in my previous business where I would like not have managed my energy as well leading up to the launch and be like, just done, you know, like get through the end of the launch week and just like, I need to crawl in bed for like days. Mm-hmm. But I had pre-sold something that I still had to like do a lot of work to be able to deliver to all the people who had just purchased from me. Like that creates its own whole thing that like, you know, there's a lot of talk in the online business world of like pre-selling your courses, pre-selling your things. And like, there is a case for why that makes sense. But then the other side of that is like, are you going to be energetically in a place to like dive right into creating something when you've just done all the work to create the like launch material for the first time for something brand new?
Right. Cause oftentimes, no matter how prepared you are, like you're tweaking something last minute, or even if it's a workshop or something, a launch event that you've done many times, like even if you know it like the back of your hand, like it's still energetic, like it's a level of energy. Even like, I'm an extrovert and I get energy from teaching or pouring into people. I still leave exhausted. That doesn't mean that I don't need rest. Even though I receive energy from doing those types of activities, I'm still tired. And so I do think this whole notion of, you know, pre-selling your course ideas, pre-selling your program ideas, there is a reason for that. Like, you want to like test the market. You don't want to put so much energy into building something before you sell it. However, the difference for us is that we were committed to this offer. And we were committed to this offer long term. And we're not going to say too much. We have a lot we want to say. Actually, we're going to do another podcast episode specifically about this topic. But for right now, I think the point is, it's okay to also pre-create your materials. And because we were committed to the CEO Journal Club as an offer, we already worked on developing this product before we ever had our first customer. And that was the key of our product was ready to go immediately upon purchase, or the first iteration of it. We are still creating because it's a weekly journal club. So you get new prompt workbooks every single week, but we had at least the first month's content ready before we sold the product. So we weren't worrying about that. The one thing that we did have is that we had some tech hiccups of customers having access to the product. But again, like, I wasn't worrying about those tech hiccups while I'm also creating the product. So that really helped us from an energetic standpoint.
Yeah, for sure. And so much of this, I think, is just like you learn as you go, you know, like you kind of, you have these experiences of like, oh, that used too much of my energy on this last launch. Let's figure out how to do things differently next time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when it comes to like doing a debrief of your launches, most of us will take the time, some of us will take the time to like look at the numbers and look at the metrics of like, okay, where did the conversion rates like look lower than I was expecting? And what can we do to improve like pieces of the actual strategy for the next launch? But I really want to encourage people listening to like go through that process for the strategy, but then also do your own energetic check-in of like what worked for me personally as the human running the business. Where did things feel like overly complicated or like overly difficult or taking, you know, like pushing the limits of my capacity in this launch, and then planning ahead for next time to be able to shift in a way that's going to like feel better for you, just like you would make shifts for things that didn't work as well as you hoped in like the actual strategy.
Yes. That's a really good point. So I actually want to rewind on a topic of preparing your energy prior to a launch. Like, I don't think we talked about this in our first episode, but for me as a mom with a family, something I do to prepare my energy for a launch is communicating with my husband and making it clear, like, hey, this is a launch week for me, which means, you know, he is doing, you know, more of the after school pickup type stuff, because normally like I'm probably working or on meetings or just, you know, having longer work days, and also not putting pressure on myself to make gourmet meals. I love to cook. So like feeding my family isn't a hurdle that I personally have, thankfully, because I love to cook. But on a launch week, like having the time of going to the grocery store and planning these elaborate meals, like it was just simple meals the whole week. But it was the communication of setting myself up for success and taking things off my plate that could be taken off my plate. And I think that that is something that a lot of people don't talk about, of how are you going to set yourself up for success energetically for a launch. Like, do you think I was over here worrying about laundry? No, like I was going to catch up on it later. So things that I would normally prioritize in my week just weren't things that I was prioritizing during this particular week as well.
Yeah, totally. So in addition to this, like post-launch recovery and like giving ourselves time to rest and, you know, like regroup some of our energy after the launch before like going headfirst and in the next phase, we were also in the like welcoming in our members like energy and excitement as well. So like, you know, we decided to call this episode low energy and high vibe, because like that really was the like, that was the theme of the week, was like there were still these like high points where we were like getting excited and getting inspired and like having these moments of like just like loving what we've launched and loving what we're creating along with that lower energy. So during this post-launch week, we also had our first co-journaling session. We also like really got the ball rolling with like having our membership content go out weekly, and like seeing that get started was also just like very exciting for me and like enjoyable for me, even if I was like lower energy investing during that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And having conversations with members in the DMs. So as people were joining, like we were actively outreaching to thank them for joining. And some of our members shared like how they found us or why they were excited to join the Journal Club. And so just kind of the excitement of connecting with new to us people about that as well. And yeah, just hosting our first co-journaling session was like an out-of-body experience because I think it was something we really dreamed, like we dreamt about. And then to be there and having this experience where our whole purpose of this call is to lead entrepreneurs in the process of journaling. And we were journaling with them. And I just want to hold space for that and how cool that dream offer idea coming to life really was. Like it felt like, I don't know, it felt like a pipe dream almost of like something you think like, oh man, one day I would love to just do that. And then it just doesn't come. And then we were sitting in the room and we were journaling and that just felt, 12-year-old me was just geeking out. Like I'm still geeking out about it. And now we've had a couple co-journaling sessions. So I don't know. How did you feel, Ellie?
Yeah, same. I mean, it's kind of, because like for both of us, like journaling is just such a natural part of like who we are. Like, I mm-hmm. don't know who I am without journaling. Like that is just such a core piece of like, I have to do that for my own like mental health and well-being and like knowing who I am. And also like with the business, you know, there's like all the business benefits of journaling as well. But that is just such a core piece of who I am that like, it feels surreal to be able to show up and be like, can I actually get paid for this? You know, like that is kind of the vibe of like, mm-hmm. and I know that all entrepreneurs have like experienced this is like, we have that like ingrained mindset of like, it has to be hard. Like it has to be hard work. Like if I'm not working hard, it's not like worth the output or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so like to just be able to show up in like, you know, we talked about zone of genius a little bit of just like something that just is so like natural for both of us to be able to like lead other people in this way that feels like fun and energizing rather than feels like showing up for like hard work. It was just like such a cool experience.
Yeah. I want to talk about that for just a second of like, what we did was like, we got to the core of our own unique gifts. And as Ellie and I have, our backgrounds are as a copywriter and a brand strategist, like the core of copy and brand strategy are words and messaging and heart coming from the client. And the clients really don't know often how to get there or pull those things out of themselves. And so it was really about like betting on ourselves to pull the layers back of how we've been packaging our gifts. Like, pulling these things out of people, we package them in the boxes of copywriting, launch strategy, brand strategy, visibility strategy, all things that we love and we still actively do. We still have part-time consulting positions where we do those things and those are the core pieces of who we are. But when we thought about the CEO Journal Club, it only came because we took so much time journaling and we realized like we had found the core of our gift. And we really went back through some of our journals and a lot of the original concepts of supported CEO. And there were just all of these threads where journaling was coming out and it was just like screaming at us. And it was like, it's always been journaling, 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 journaling. And then finally we just had a wake up call and we were like, what if it is just this thing? Like, what if we just actually do the thing that all like that just literally keeps staring us in the face, but we told ourselves for so long wasn't possible mm-hmm. because of like kind of what we know as air quote marketers. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah. And then I think even more confirmation of that was like having that first co-journaling session with members who were there. And we, because the way we kind of structure these is like we do our journaling and then we have a few minutes at the end for just kind of like reflection and talking about what came up in journaling and things like that. And one of the members who was there on for this first call was talking about, like, you know, newer to journaling, not really a regular journaler, but like wanted to try it out journaling for her business, and shared in that reflection at the end, you know, I was kind of unsure that anything was going to come up. When I just looked at the prompts, I was like, you know, we'll see what happens. Like, she was open to the process, but like not really sure what to expect. And then just the way she was sharing about, like, so much came out of my journaling that I was not expecting. And like, she had these ahas and, like, you know, some clarity around like how she was going to approach something different in her business. And it was just like, yes, like, not, you know, it was great for us, like from the perspective of like, we actually get to do this and lead people through journaling. Mm-hmm. And then also seeing people like having takeaways and breakthroughs with journaling right there on the first call.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we were just embedding like what our experience was like onto someone else, and they were actually having our true lived experience. And then she came to the next one that we had and said, I thought about my journaling all week. Like, what I had journaled on the last call, I thought about it all week. And that also just was like so, so cool and so powerful. So that leads us to another thing. When we had started this, we thought before we get our 50 members, we were only going to do co-journaling sessions twice a month. And then we changed our mind after the first one. And we just had this aha of, one of our goals of journaling is to help people make this a habit in their day-to-day, in their weekly lives. And if we were making our early founding members wait 2 weeks between journaling, I was just imagining a world where it was like, oh, like, I totally, like, yeah, I had a really good time with that session, but then like, if now it's been 2 weeks, and it was almost like, if you only go to the gym every 2 weeks, like, how are you going to ever make progress, you know? And so we quickly both had that aha of, what if we just go ahead and do these every week? Because we are also journaling on these sessions right along with you as well. So we went ahead and changed that immediately and started to do this. We decided to host weekly co-journaling sessions so that way we can help our members really cultivate a habit of journaling. And that is something that's very important to us, because it's really about being consistent with your practice and not shaming yourself when you fall off of it and just getting right back on the wagon as well. If you're enjoying the Supported CEO podcast, you will love the CEO Journal Club, which is our monthly membership where we help you get back to the freedom-filled life and business you set out to create in the first place, one journal entry at a time.
Inside the CEO Journal Club, you'll get weekly journal prompts, guidance, and encouragement to help you build self-trust, prevent burnout, and get your entrepreneurial spark back through 10-minute increments of journaling that you can do wherever it fits into your busy schedule. You can learn more and join us inside the CEO Journal Club at supportedceo.com/club. Yeah, so overall, this week, part two of the series has really been about giving ourselves space to rest and just be low energy when we needed to be low energy, while also feeling excited about the offer that we've created, getting to see our members start experiencing the offer that we've created, and just really excited about where we're at. So join us next week when we share part three of our four-part behind the scenes as we work toward our goal of 50 founding members and the CEO Journal Club in 30 days with a solid foundation of self-trust. And if you enjoyed this episode, we would really love to hear from you. Please take a moment to share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. And something else that really helps us is if you would go to your podcast app and leave us a 5-star review. This really helps us to be able to continue to reach others and do more of what we love. Until next time, stay supported.